July 2, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Parables. Opening Prayer. Lord, open my mind to your truth, my heart to your love, and my will to follow you. Read Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. The Parable of the Sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear." The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Reflect. Why do you think some passages of Scripture, even parables, can be difficult to understand? In Matthew, five blocks of Jesus' teaching are interwoven with the narrative of his life. Most of chapter 13 consists of one of these teaching discourses, a collection of parables. We will look at the parable of the sower tomorrow. Today, we will consider parables in general and, in particular, what Jesus says about their purpose. When I first encountered parables in the Gospels, I was told that they were earthly stories with a heavenly meaning, and that Jesus used them to make his profound teaching simpler and easier to understand. Jesus explained that he used parables to reveal truth to those who wanted to know it, and conceal it from those who were indifferent. In chapter 11, in second quarter, we met the question of God's sovereignty and human responsibility. Jesus' opening words of explanation, chapter 13, verses 10 through 12, present us with the same mystery again. The following verses, including the reference to Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, develop this theme. God's word is comprehensible only to those such as the disciples, who are prepared to respond in repentance and faith. Paula Guder points out that the two categories of hearers, insiders and outsiders, are not set in stone. In a later incident, the disciples are rebuked by Jesus because of their slowness to understand. In contrast, there are numerous occasions in the Gospels where surprising faith is shown by outsiders. It seems that for some people, their understanding is blinded by their reluctance to become disciples, while for others, such as the Ethiopian in Acts chapter 8, verses 30 through 35, their discipleship is hindered by a lack of understanding. Apply. Ask God to enlighten you, and take some time to wrestle with a Bible passage you have found challenging to understand. Closing prayer. Lord, help me to not only understand your word, but follow what it says with all that I am. Thank you for your Spirit, who speaks not only to my mind, but also to my heart, enabling me to follow you.